Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Bible, where we go through the Bible verse by verse. My name is William Hemsworth. Great to be back with you. Over the last 3 days, there was no show because I was out of town with my family, and the internet connection at the hotel was horrible. So my apologies, but we are back. We're back in Matthew chapter 5, and we're going where we left off. We're going back to the Beatitudes, these great teachings that started this great Sermon on the Mount that Jesus gave us in Matthew chapter 5. So today we're going to look at Matthew chapter 5, verses 5 and 6, which say, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied." So who are the meek? Sometimes when we hear that, we think of someone who is weak, who is passive maybe. Quite the contrary. Jesus tells us that the meek are going to inherit the earth. So even though they may appear powerless or maybe even insignificant in the eyes of the world, they're not weak at all, because they have an inner strength that allows them to endure adversity and to restrain anger. And this is actually a characteristic that is seen by Moses in Numbers chapter 12, and of course in the life of Jesus as well. So the meek will inherit the earth. They'll either inherit heaven or the new creation that's going to come later on, as we read about in Romans 8 and Revelation 21. Then verse 6, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied." Those who strive, who pursue, who do everything in their power to follow the will of God, their first priority is God, His righteousness, His kingdom. And they see that, they see God as their number one priority and the source of their everything. The source of their everything. They're going to be satisfied with God in eternal life. Thank you for joining me today. Have a great day, and join me tomorrow as we continue on in the Beatitudes. God bless you.